Hornets basketball as they control the tip. Pass over to Brandsgard, tipped out of bounds by Spoonmore. Shillicothe inbounds it. Over baseline left to Mason Baxter. Baxter doesn't get the three ball to fall. Here comes down court in a hurry. Number five, Colby Montgomery, a junior. Up top, working a version of the weave at top between the circles. Wearing the headband. Top of the key. Lobbed it inside. Swatted away by, I think that was maybe Brandsgard that had the denial. Chillicothe, left side. Brandsgard looks off a tray. Up top, Papp for three. Oh, halfway down, back out. Great rebound by Baxter after Path missed it. And now there's a lob down court. Awkward lob. Lane Anderson tracks it down. And Savannah scores a minute four into the game. That's Montgomery with the bucket. 6:48 left to play. First quarter. Savannah leads it 2-0. Path up top. Left side, Bradley Riley up top to Path. Left side to Brandsgard. Baseline. Baxter tries to bounce it into Swift. Someone got a hand on it, controlled by Savannah. Down court, Spoonmore, top of the key. Gets it to Rudell. Up top to Spoonmore. High post, they give it to Barry. Barry trips, falls. Or stumbles and falls and loses the basketball. Chillicothe recovers it, and they bring it down court. Baxter right wing. Up top to Path. Right side, Baxter. Protecting Swift inside pretty well. Barry's got him pretty well hemmed in, but Brandsgard drives inside, makes it past two defenders, and didn't leave himself with a shot. One step too far underneath, and Brandsgard tries to make something happen and doesn't manage to get it done. Left wing, Anderson. Dish inside. Oh, Barry tries to spin, but good defense by Chillicothe and a bad shot. Still 2-0. The Hornets have yet to score. They pick Papp's pocket. Nice job on defense there by Rudell. This is a salty little Savannah team starting off here. Spoonmore, right wing. Nothing there. High post, kick out up top to Spoon. Spooner between the circles. 5 minutes left to play. First quarter, 2-0. Savannah with a lead. It's court warming for Savannah. They had the ceremony before the girls' game started. Still working the perimeter, looking for something to open up inside. Three ball off the rim, doesn't get it to fall for Spoonmore, but the follow was good by Anderson. So it's 4-0. Chillicothe hasn't had a shot draw iron yet, I don't think. Path up top, directing traffic. Right side, Brandsgard. Spoonmore picks him up over circle left to Riley. Baseline Baxter, skips it back out to Riley, looks off at Trey, dribbles to the high post, pops it up and in. Bradley Riley makes it look easy. A high post jumper makes it a two-point game. 4-2 Savannah. Right wing Rudell. Up top to Montgomery. Hands it to Spoonmore. Over to Lane Anderson. Anderson now between the circles. Hunter Swift slides with him on defense. Keeping it on the perimeter. Left wing, the stocky Braden Berry gets it baseline. Spoonmore for three, count it. Spoon with a three, and it's a five-point lead now, 7-2 for Savannah. Off to a good start, 3:32 left to play. Not so much for Chillicothe. They're still trying to figure out Savannah's defense here. Brandsgard pulls up the dribble. Intended for Swift. It was stolen, then someone bumped him. And that is the first foul of the game. That's on Anderson. Checking in now is number two, Jaden Brady, a junior. So you have Barry and Brady. Shot doesn't fall for Baxter. Goes inside, is unrewarded. Still 7-2. Chillicothe beaten down court. Hornets just look like they're still on the bus napping. That was a shot by Anderson. His second one, and it's 9-2. Chillicothe's trailing by 7 and not looking very crisp. You can tell they haven't played a lot of basketball or any this week. Their last game was Friday and then Saturday afternoon. Bransgard up top, in trouble. Paff comes up to help him. Paff works at circle right. 2:42 up top. Bransgard looks off an NBA tray. Drives inside, a little off kilter. He was fouled. Wes Bransgard will get two opportunities at the line. Second team foul, first one on number 15, Spoonmore. Bransgard at the line, calmly puts the first one in. And it's a six-point game now, 9-3. Chillicothe looks to get one closer. And does just that with Wes Bransgard. Two at the free throw line. Perry checks in and Hunter Swift sets down William Perry, the senior. Spoonmore across the timeline, circle left to Brady. Jaden Brady, a 5'8 junior. Up top, Spoonmore. High on the right side, directing traffic. Up top to Blaine Nelson. Pass stolen by Bransgard. Puts it up, doesn't get it to fall. Good defense. Path there, and he's fouled. Blaine Nelson, a 6'1 junior. And that is the second one on Spoonmore. He may have to come out. C.J. Papp at the line looking for his first points. We've got a bucket from Riley and two free throws from Papp. First one is in. Wesley Darnell and a couple of others check in. Papp, his first one. It's a four-point game. It was 7 moments ago. And Papp makes both of them, makes it a three-point game. So Chillicothe starting to look like Chillicothe now. Across the timeline, Brady goes over circle right to Montgomery. Right side to Rudell. Bounce pass inside. And a traveling call on Braden Berry. That was before a block from behind by C.J. Path. William Perry shy of the timeline. Baxter's pass. His back to Perry was tipped but controlled by Perry. They get the ball to William Perry to cross the timeline, break the press. Bradley Riley gets a pass in the corner but couldn't hang on to it without stepping out of bounds. So the press sort of worked there. They didn't allow Chillicothe to get in their routine that they had hoped for on the half-court offense. 9-6, Chillicothe down by 3. Savannah with the lead. Up top, Berry. Goes over circle left to Braden Berry. There's Brady and Berry. Drive inside. Blocked from behind. It wasn't cleanly, though. That's going to be on C.J. Paff. You swat it from behind. Usually that's what's going to happen. You're going to be whistled. The short, curly-haired Wesley Darnell, a 6-foot sophomore, is at the line for two free throws. First foul for Chillicothe. Darnell, first one, no, too high, too short. Minute 21 left to play in the first quarter. Savannah 9, Chillicothe 6. Savannah built a 7-point lead at one point. Swift checks back in after a rest, and Perry sets down, so the original starting 5 for Chillicothe. Riley with the rebound after two misses from Darnell. Bransgard to Paff across the timeline to break the press. Low pass into Swift. He couldn't handle it. A little bit too low for him. And press again sort of works. Minute 4 left to play. First quarter, 9-6. Savannah with the lead. Montgomery drives inside. Bumps, pulls it back out. Didn't like the odds. And referees with a whistle. Blocking foul on Rudell. Rudell comes out, and Lane Anderson, a starter, returns back into the ballgame. Brandsgard, shy at the timeline, double teamed to the midcourt stripe, gets it down to Bradley Riley. Riley tries to get it to Swift, but a charging call on Savannah. No, check it, a charging call on Chillicothe, Bradley Riley. There was a collision. I just hoped it was going to be on the other team. Blaine Nelson returns in, and Wesley Darnell comes out. Four team fouls on the Savages, two on Chillicothe, one on Riley and Path. Spoonmore crosses the timeline. Circle left to Nelson. Nelson pulls up high post. No. Wide to the left. Hit glass and nothing else. Path, bounce pass to Baxter, right wing, works it back up to Path, holds one finger up, 17, 16 seconds left. Also when Quay Jeter, a 5'7 sophomore in the game. Jeter, I should say, not Jeter, Jeter, J-E-T-E-R. As a foul on Montgomery, his first, fifth team foul on the Savages. 8.7 seconds left, inbounds play at midcourt with five. Path goes over right side to Bradley. Path puts up a prayer, three ball, no. A little off kilter and double team, tried to make something happen. After one, it is 9-6, and the lead belongs to Savannah. Savannah leads at 9-6 after one on KCHI.